Welcome to this guided meditation to help you deeply relax and fall asleep. From this moment on, your only task is to find a comfortable and quiet place. Lie down. Close your eyes and finally give yourself this well-deserved rest. The body and mind are affected by the activities and the large amount of stimuli we receive from day to day. The noises, the lights, the rush, the daily tasks or work. The conversations with others. But now is your moment of silence. Of rest. Of reconnecting with your inner self. It is time to feel that you are coming home. That you are safe. And to begin to connect with this conscious moment. Begin to take 4 or 5 very deep breaths. Connect with your breathing. Feel the cold air when you inhale, and the warm air when you exhale. Then find your own natural breathing rhythm again. While you simply continue listening to my voice and begin to feel your body. How it feels. If it is tired. If there are any areas that are denser than normal. And if you want, change position. Make yourself comfortable. Stretch your neck well. Relax your limbs. Your face. Soften the muscles one by one. From your feet. Through your legs. your hips, your abdomen, your back, your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your neck, your mouth and jaw, also your cheeks, your forehead, your whole head, allow yourself to feel the relief of discomfort. Of your solitude and tranquility. Of not having to do anything else. Don't worry about the time that passes. Turn your attention to my voice, and to how pleasant it is to let yourself be completely at peace. Here you allow yourself everything. Everything is fine. If thoughts come to you, let them be. They will go away. Thoughts are like waves in the sea that come and go. And let the sea of your thoughts calm down slowly. Without forcing it. Letting come whatever has to come. Receiving your sensations, your thoughts, or your emotions with total kindness. Like a spectator observing with total impartial objectivity. Take another 4 or 5 deep breaths. As you do this, mentally repeat the word peace as you exhale. And notice how your whole body relaxes more and more with each exhalation as you release the air. Notice how you settle into the present moment. And when you have finished. From here, from this feeling of calm. Allow your imagination to travel freely and carefree. Until you begin to progressively visualize yourself being transported to another era. You are at the gates of a beautiful walled town from the Middle Ages. People surround you on all sides. A young girl crosses your path with a basket full of fresh vegetables. The blacksmith bangs his hammer on the forge. Children play tag and run around. Merchants pass by in their ox-drawn carts selling meat, cereals, and jewelry and ceramics. Other local stalls set up shop in the town and their saleswomen shout into the air, encouraging the neighbors to come closer and buy their delicious breads and cheeses. Life here moves quickly. But the feeling of unity is palpable. And on a day like today, the town seems blessed with joy and life seems to push you to live new experiences. Your heart fills with enthusiasm. You walk through the square, soaking up the captivating beauty of that humble town built within those walls that protect it. The little houses are made of dark stone, and from them comes the smell of firewood that spreads throughout the town. And standing on a staircase, a troubadour touches his laus and recites the following. Have you known true love? It is not a damsel in distress or a noble knight. But a truth that no one possesses, not even King Arthur himself. It is what resides within you, in your heart, from which emerges a perfect feeling of understanding and acceptance. Quote, at that moment, the troubadour fixes his gaze on you and, bending his body and still touching his laos, addresses you with a few words. Do you feel lost, traveling soul? Fear not, I have the solution. You must go visit the innkeeper. She will give you shelter, food, and a new grace. The troubadour smiles at you and then turns back to his audience to tell new stories and sing new songs. So you decide to heed his advice and go in search of the innkeeper. It doesn't take you long to find her. You walk through the streets of that medieval town until not far away. You come across an old wooden sign hanging on the facade of the inn. You open the door. And discover that in addition to an inn, there is a lively tavern on the ground floor, where the townspeople toast and have fun. They chat, eat, and celebrate. The friendly innkeeper immediately offers you something to drink. He invites you on the house. Is a well-known brew in that town, characterized by its healing properties and delicious flavor. You sit at the bar of that place and sip it in small gulps, contemplating the people and their customs. Soon the innkeeper greets you. Welcoming you with a warm and radiant smile. And, sitting on the stool next to you, begins to tell you that she has been waiting for you to arrive. She tells you that in this place you are completely safe and that here you can relax and rest. Because she knows that your days are not always easy. And also that it is not always easy to give yourself time just for yourself. But sometimes you have to give yourself that right, to be able to enjoy yourself. Your time. Your tranquility. To regain strength and energy thanks to that retreat and once again being with your mind, your body and your spirit ready to go out into the world again later. Tells you that giving yourself time makes you connect. Feel. and integrate your being. That way you can regulate yourself emotionally and you don't need anyone to feel fulfilled. Here is your time. It tells you. You are a valuable and sufficient person, full of inner strength and deserving of abundance. At that moment, it offers its jug to yours, and at the same time, you take a sip of that delicious drink, typical of there. At that moment, you begin to feel a pleasant inner tingle of harmony, peace. And gratitude. And you open yourself to abundance. To the grace of life, allowing yourself everything. Understanding that what you considered mistakes are not mistakes, because many of your successes were thanks to such circumstances. Then it gives you an old key. It tells you that going up the wooden stairs, you will find your room where you can relax deeply. The innkeeper says goodbye to you by raising her jug and taking a last sip before returning to her work. And you, before leaving, enjoy yourself a little longer in that fun tavern, making new friends, laughing and enjoying yourself. No. After a while, you decide to go up to your new room. And, upon opening the wooden door with the key, you enter a beautiful and cozy bedroom. A stone fireplace is lit and burning softly. And a huge bed with immaculate sheets and velvety blankets takes center stage. You take off your shoes and lie down on the bed. It is very comfortable. And silence reigns there. The noise of the tavern is completely sealed off and isolated by those thick stone walls. There you can rest without anyone interrupting you. You close your eyes and let your whole body relax. Hey, R. You feeling okay? And there you remember the words of that friendly innkeeper. You are a valuable person. Sufficient. Full of inner strength and deserving of abundance. And in that moment, you feel it. Stretch. You walk calmly. While you allow the enveloping calm of that place to filter through every pore of your body, of your skin, you can stay here as long as you need. And you can come to this little lair whenever you want. It's